If you would now take the little black book supplement and turn to song number 90. Song number 90. We'll sing this song before the Lord's Supper. Come share the Lord. We gather here in Jesus' name. His love is burning in our hearts like living flame. For through the loving Son, the Father makes us one. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord. No one is a stranger here, for everyone belongs. Finding our forgiveness here, we in turn forgive all wrong. He joins us here, he breaks the bread. The Lord who pours the cup is risen from the dead. The one we love the most is now our gracious host. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord. We are now a family of which the Lord is head. No one see, he meets us here in the breaking of the bread. We'll gather soon where angels sing. We'll see the glory of our Lord and coming King. Now we anticipate the feast for which we wait. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord.
The Lord's Supper has been left prepared for those unable to partake earlier. If you need to partake at this time, would you please indicate by raising your hand as we come by? Shall we pray? Holy Father, we humbly bow before Thee, so thankful to Thee, Father, for all Thy blessings towards us. We're especially thankful, Father, of Your Son, our Savior, for His love toward us, that He gave Himself on that cross, and that through Him we have a hope of eternal life. We pray that as we partake of this bread at this time, we would be mindful of that broken body on the cross for us, and that we would partake well-pleasing in Thy sight. It's these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.
you bow with me as we continue? Dear gracious and heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this Lord's Day, the establishment of this memorial feast, as we partake of this fruit of the vine, which represents Christ's blood that was shed on that cross. We ask that you help us to set aside our daily thoughts and cares and the worries of this world, and to focus on the great sacrifice that was made for us. Something that in our hearts we know we're not worthy of, but we're so grateful for that sacrifice and that ability to spend an eternity in heaven with you. We ask that you help us to partake in a manner that's well-pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Song before the giving will be number 361, number 361 in the big book. In His Time. In His time, in His time, He makes all things beautiful in His time. Lord, please show me every day as You're teaching me Your way that You do just what You say in Your time, in Your time.
Time, would you please indicate by raising your hand as we come by? Shall we pray? Holy Father, we realize, Father, that we are so blessed, that Thou has blessed us so abundantly, and we are so thankful for that. We pray, Father, that we might take those blessings, that we might return a portion of those blessings back to Thee, Father, that we might give of our first fruits, and that we might do it cheerfully, that through our giving we might help this congregation to spread the truth around in this community and let it grow. And it's all these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning. This is the last Sunday of the month, and we have singing this morning. Our order this morning will be a scripture reading, then Rusty Scott will lead two songs, followed by Kevin Weiss, followed by a scripture reading again, and Sam Nunn will lead a couple of songs. Mark Kendrick will lead a couple of songs, and then we'll have the invitation by Kyle Pope, and then we'll have our closing song. And if you would, at this time, please mark in your songbooks, the big book, song number 301. Song number 301. And if you would, please take out your Bibles and follow with me. We'll be reading Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. This is one of my memory verses, and I read this every day. It gives me a lot of courage, and it helps me sometimes make it through the day. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
If you would turn to number 436, 436. We'll sing the first and third verses. It's all sing.
Some glad morning when the sun is o'er, I fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Turn to 679. We'll sing the first and third verses of this one also. And I'd like to lead this in a little more upbeat, so help me out and see if we can sing this a little bit faster than maybe we do sometimes.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me to the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my
the Lord. In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor. Belongs to the Lord, and we sing glory.
supplement number 41. Number 41. Light the fire.
I stand to praise you, but I fall to my knees. My spirit now is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Light the fire in my soul, and the flame.
If you would, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Number 190. We're marching to Zion.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion.
Turn to 267. Number 267. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates are open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Supplement number 57. Found one person that said they know this one. I hope there's others. At the end of the song, you see it goes back to the third stanza to finish the song.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need your strength from day to day.
Number 128 in the supplement, 128. And I don't know if anybody knows this one. Happy day, I can say, I am truly on my way to serve Jesus for what he's done for me. At peace, humble all the while, I give the other mile, for I know he is watching over me. I praise Jesus.
Please turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Thank you, Fred, for the song service this morning. Thank you to all the gentlemen that helped lead our minds in worship and praise of our God. This past week, our country celebrated something that we refer to as Thanksgiving. It is hopefully not the only time during the year that those of us who are Christians will stop and express our gratitude to our God. But, you know, I think it is a wonderful testimony that we do live in a country, in spite of all of the things around us that are not as they should be, we rejoice in the fact that we still have a country that sets aside a particular time to express gratitude for all that has been given to us. And, you know, perhaps in your family and in your life, as you have experienced this day, this week, maybe you were able to get together with family. Maybe you were able to enjoy a meal. Maybe there were times in which you could count the blessings that God has given to you. I wonder, however, as we think about such things, if there is one particular thing that you expressed gratitude to God for, or thought much about how thankful we ought to be. I call your attention to a text in 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 12, where Paul expresses some gratitude and thankfulness for something God had done for him. And I'd like us to read it together. 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, let's start in verse 12. Paul, through the Holy Spirit, says, "And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." I want you to notice that Paul, as he talks about what he is grateful for, what he expresses thanksgiving for, he starts off by talking about the thankfulness that he feels for the mercy that God had shown to him. You'll notice there that in verse 13, he describes his former life. Now, understand, he was not a murderer in the sense of one that would steal and rob from people and would take their life without some cause. He was a persecutor because he believed that was the right thing to do. He believed that he should stand in opposition to Jesus Christ. But you'll notice, verse 14, in spite of his persecution of Jesus Christ, Paul recognized, and I think he was thankful in describing it here, that he enabled me, putting me in the ministry, even though I was these things. Verse 14, the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. You know, some of us probably have been at times in our life where we have felt as he did in verse 15. As we look at our lives, we look at our unworthiness before God, we may feel as if we, like Paul, are the chief of all sinners. How could anyone forgive those things that we have done in our life? But what a remarkable thing it is that there in verse 16, Paul, in his gratitude, in his thankfulness, seems to recognize that his very life sets forth an example. That if God can forgive Paul, he can forgive Kyle Pope. If God can forgive Paul, he can forgive anyone. And what a wonderful thing that is. And in the last part of our reading there, you'll notice, I think he returns back to this idea of praise and gratitude by declaring boldly who God is He is the one that is eternal. He is the one that is not subject to death, that is immortal. He is the one, though we do not see him now, we recognize his wisdom. We recognize that he is worthy of all honor and glory, and may it be so forever and ever. Are you thankful to God for the forgiveness that he's extended to you in Jesus Christ? You know, as a Christian, you ought to be. And hopefully each and every one of us who have been baptized into Christ, who have put on the name of Christ, live our lives daily with gratitude for that mercy that we did not deserve. But my friend, if you stand outside of Christ, you must understand that you, like Paul, are a sinner separated from God. You do not deserve the mercy that is extended to you in Jesus Christ. But it has been shown. I would urge you to be grateful for that and to show your gratitude by putting your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent and turn from that sin that has separated you from God and be baptized into Christ. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, as you are buried with Christ in the waters of baptism, you, through his grace and mercy, can rise to walk in newness of life. Though you, like Paul, are a sinner, you can receive forgiveness. And you can have that same gratitude for the mercy that's been shown to you. We can help you. Won't you come while we stand and sing?
Savior, thou art needing. Soul, a Savior waits for thee. Hear his words of tender pleading. Hear his gracious come to me. He is calling.
Thank you to all the gentlemen that led song leading this morning. We're thankful everyone's here today. Thankful for our guest, and want to welcome you back anytime you have a chance to be back with us. If the elders have nothing else, we'll be dismissed in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, realizing that you have provided it to us. We're thankful for being able to assemble before you, worship you in spirit and truth. We're thankful that we are not afraid of any harm from any outside entity, that we have assembled in peace this morning. We're thankful most of all for the blessings of your Son Jesus and for the sacrifice that he willingly made upon the cross and for the power of his blood to remit our sins. Help us ever to long to live faithfully before you, to faithfully do the things that you would have us to do. We know that we sin often and that we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We pray for those who are struggling with problems of